let's review what we've learned so far about coping with a Sherman tank. First, stand up to the Sherman tank, but don't fight back. Don't yell, don't use fighting words, and don't get sarcastic. Be ready to interrupt when you have to, or to fend off interruptions. Keep your responses firm, but as neutral as possible. Excuse me, Bob, but you interrupted me. Address the Sherman tank by name, and then make your point clearly and forcefully. Don't apologize. Don't inflame the situation. Just state your case. You'll be surprised at how quickly that Sherman tank can stop his or her attack and start listening to you. Let's pay one more visit to Joan Tyler and the Sherman tank named Mr. Beals and see how these coping methods can work.
What do you mean he isn't here? Damn it, I just flew 200 miles to see him, and you tell me he isn't here? How could you make such a dumb mistake?
Well, I've checked Mr. Hart's calendar, and you're down for next week. I'm sure...
Bull! Stop lying and making excuses.
Mr. Beals! I was about to say that if you'll give me a chance to call his beeper, I may be able to catch him before he gets on the plane.
This is outrageous. The president of this company is a friend of mine. He's going to hear all about this.
Why don't you have a seat and wait for Mr. Hart to call back?
I can't believe this is happening.
Mr. Hart? Mr. Beals is here in the office. He'd like to speak to you.
Hello, Hart. What the hell's going on? I thought we were supposed to meet today. Really? I could have sworn it was this week. I tell you one thing, if my people got it wrong, heads are going to roll. What? Well, sure, I'll stick around. Right. Thanks, buddy. What do you know? He's coming back.
Would you like to wait in his office?
Well, yeah, sure, that'd be great. Thanks a lot.
Joan Tyler.
Thanks, Joan. You've been a big help.
This time, Joan stood up to the tank's attack. She was calm but firm. She didn't let the tank's interruptions blow her away. She simply handled the situation while he blew off steam. Now, here's Dr. Bramson again with a few more techniques for coping with Sherman tanks.
Always try to get Sherman tanks to sit down. Actually, this is true with any kind of hostile, aggressive person. It's just harder to fight when you're seeing...